Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is National Consultant Maksud Mir calling in from Missouri. We have a wonderful, wonderful call tonight. It's a very special guest, and I'm about to introduce him to the call. Let me find out if he's on the call with us right now. Mr. Perez, are you on the phone with us right now, sir?
Yes. How are you doing, my friend?
Yes, sir. Awesome, awesome. I just started the recording, so let me go ahead and quickly introduce you to our listeners tonight. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, we have the honor of hosting Mr. Ray Perez, National Consultant of Ambit Energy. He's a millionaire with Ambit Energy. He's also the winner of the Horizon Award, plus he's a multiple five-star winner. He was a top 50 money earner when I met him, but he is now number 7 money earner of Ambit Energy, and he's a wonderful gentleman. The first time I ended up meeting with Ray was at a five-star on a bus to Lanai, and we were going to a luau there, and Ray and Silva Perez's wife was sitting next to us, and me and Tamara were sitting there together, and Silva was checking our power zone, and we had an opportunity to talk a little bit about what it meant for her to have a list of people on her CLB report. And most of you, if you guys are a regional consultant or senior consultant and above, you understand what a CLB report is. And she had a CLB report that when you logged in, it was about four or five pages long. That means that many consultants, if you have a list of 50 per page, there's that many consultants were coded to them at the same time on that week. So they were generating income from every one of those consultants that were coming into the organization. So that kind of gave me an understanding about how big that organization was, and I was immediately attracted to finding out a little bit more about how Ray had become a top 50 money earner there for previous years. So today you'll get to understand what this gentleman has done, and this gentleman comes from El Salvador, and he will tell you a little bit about how he became a national consultant, his journey, and his arduous journey, but what a wonderful journey it has been. So, Mr. Ray Perez, without further ado, let's take it away and give us a little bit idea where you came from, how you got into Ambit Energy, sir.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you, everyone. It's a great pleasure for me to be here in this call, and I hope we can share some values and, things that I can make different on some new consultant especially. Okay, I'm starting in Ambit. I am from El Salvador, as you say, and I started on Ambit Energy October 15, 2009. I was working for a dealership, and right there, you know, we had to do a phone call, so I did a phone call to the previous customer. I used to work as a salesman on the new car department. And then I did the phone call to a customer that he was bought a car from me a year before, maybe. And in the middle of the conversation, he asked me this simple question: what electricity company do you have? And then I told him, and then he asked me, how much do you pay per kilowatt? I said, I don't know. And then he said, you can, maybe you are paying too much, so you can switch to Ambit, save some money, and also you can do this business on your free time. So I think the first lesson on this one is, you have to tell about Ambit to anyone, whoever call you. I mean, you should tell them about Ambit Energy, because you never know who's going to be, if the person is looking for something like that.
Yes, sir. So you joined in because just a quick phone call from someone who was a customer thing. So did today, are they still active in Ambit? Is your sponsor still active in Ambit, sir?
Yes. I call him. Okay. I call him to see if I'm able to sell a vehicle to him. But then he took the opportunity. He took advantage of that opportunity to talk to me about Ambit Energy. Yes, his name is Genaro Aguillon. He's executive consultant. And that time he was a regional consultant. He just has 3 months that he started on Ambit Energy in that time.
I see. Well, what a wonderful story, sir. So tell us, I mean, what did you know about Ambit right in the beginning? Like when you started Ambit, you know, you're a marketing consultant like many of us are. Did you have a plan that you were going to become a national consultant and all the way up to, you know, top 10 money earner, sir?
No. Multi-level marketing or network marketing, to me, this kind of business doesn't work, but because always with, you know, we opinion for what we don't know. So, but on 2010, and by the way, when I started Ambit business, I didn't know this was a network marketing or multi-level market or multi-level. So nobody told me this was this. But anyway, I have my thought about this business. This kind of business doesn't work. So, and then October 15, and then on November, I get my first consultant. In December, I get my second consultant of 2009, and then January I put four consultants, and then I became regional consultant. January 2010, and they told me, "Congratulations, you are regional consultant." I said, "What is that? I mean, that means you're gonna make more money." I said, "Oh wow! I mean, that sounds good. I love it." It was, and then I'm asked, "What is the next step?" Because Genaro Aguillon, he was new in the business. He still was new. So, and then I didn't have plan. I didn't know this was. I just doing like experiments. When I started, I just was doing experiments. I was open to do something. I mean, I was asking God when I coming from my job to my house. I was praying God to that I wish to do something else to be involved with people. I mean, I had no idea what can be, but I was asking God for an opportunity. So, and then this came to me. I didn't know that it was the opportunity. Oh, I forgot to mention that today later, Mr. Genaro Guillen, he came to the dealership, and then he told me about, a little bit more about the pay plan. I did not understood, but he told me, we have to pay $429 with $24.95 was $458 with $810. And I came home. I told my wife, "You know what? We're gonna start this business. So let me borrow your credit card." Because when the opportunity came to me, I don't have any money. I don't have money because in the car business, we get paid 100% commission. We don't get paid hourly. So and then sometimes some week we had good weeks. Sometimes we don't. Sometimes we make money. Sometimes we don't make money. So is that the way how it works? So when the opportunity came to me, I didn't have the money to start. So I did with my wife's credit card.
Yes, sir. So many of us got started just like that. I believe in ambition. When we were talking ambition, I know you shared a story with us about your humble beginnings in El Salvador and your first time coming to the U.S. And tell us about that story, sir, if you wouldn't mind. I mean, I know there are listeners who would get chills just listening to that.
Yes, I am second of six of my family, and then with my siblings. And, you know, we grew up on very poor situation. I'm not even from the city. I am from the, we are four houses where we live. The closest town was maybe 30 minutes away. And then the four house that we live right there, my aunt, uncle, and my grandmother. I mean, the four house in that area, or house, it was the worst one. And other three house, they have cow, they have milk. I mean, and they have many things they needed. But on our case, we don't have anything, so we have to look in wood. For the kitchen, we don't have the water filter, electricity in the beginning. We don't have gas propane. I mean, nothing like that. We lack of many things. And then even in that situation, we was in the middle of our civil war where we lost more than 75,000 lives. So, I mean, it was so difficult situation. And then I remember that I was seeing to the north, because I heard that United States was in the north, and I was saying to myself, maybe at the age of, I don't know, 10 years, 11 years, I see into the north, and then I point to the north, it was a little bit hill right there, and I say, well, on the other side of that hill, I mean, to be United States. So one day I will be there. One day I will be there. I didn't know at the moment how far it was. I mean, but that's my thought. And then, like I said, we work in the field. We sow in corn and rice, and little by little, I mean, and then I decided to become to United States. I was 17 years at that time, 1993. And I said to myself, in 1991, I asked my fathers if they allow me to become to United States. And they told me, no, it's too dangerous to do the trip, and it's not going to be safe for you. And then I said, okay, that's fine. So 2 years later, I mean, 1993, I didn't ask them for permission. I said, I will go to United States. I'm going to help my siblings. I'm going to help you all to raise our siblings. And, I mean, when we make that decision, I mean, we don't realize how dangerous it is to do that. And when I say bye to them, we say bye, and maybe that bye is the last one. I mean, we don't know if we're going to see them again. Because anything can happen. And by the way, my father, he died on 2014. And I never had the opportunity to see him alive again. I mean, obviously we spoke by phone in the time, but I didn't have the opportunity to see my grandfather for the mom's eyes, and neither my father. He died on 2014, and that's one of the price that we have to pay when we have to expand our horizon to do another opportunity. And when I came to United States, the first thing that I saw here is the carpet floor. I said, wow. And the hotel, I remember, I was touching the carpet floor. I said, well, nobody told me that here in United States they use them carpet floors. I mean, because where I come from, I mean, it's nothing. We have just dirt, nothing, not carpet floor, nothing like that. So, and then, I see him here. I remember when I see him here, the freeways, I mean, 3, 4, 5, 6 line. Wow, everything was amazing. Everything was big, your buildings. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. You have a lot of expectation that here you're going to have a good life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, this, it is very powerful. I mean, I'm an immigrant to this country, sir, and I can truly appreciate, you know, another immigrant story, like how hard it is, difficult for us to leave behind and then come here, and then you never got to see your dad, your grandfather again. I mean, that's a huge amount of personal challenges. But can I ask you, what kind of challenges did you face in building the business, sir? In building, like, how did you become so successful so rapidly? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. I think one of the big, I don't know if it's challenging or, I mean, the thing is, I mean, the hardest thing is when you have to pay, because why are you building the ambient energy? You don't have, I didn't have experience. I mean, just doing experiment. And you talk with this person, you talk with another person, and then here in Texas, I had to make at least $3,500, $4,000 a month to pay my mortgage and everything. So one of the challenges that we face is, I mean, not to have enough money to pay your bills. I mean, And then I went to, I remember I had to went to the pawn shop to pawn my iPad, to pawn my projector to for $300 to pay some bills. But and then I kept telling to myself, I have to do, I mean, I have to build, I have to continue to build Ambient Energy because this is gonna, we're gonna make it happen. Because easier things to do is to go back to work, because I forgot to mention that on May 2010, my wife being able to quit her job, and then I quit my job by the end of 2010. So since that time, we started working Ambient Energy together and full time. But like I said, we was 2011, 2012. Still, we have not experienced, so we still working to see how it's gonna happen. So like I said, then by the end of 2012, I went back to sell vehicle, and I said to another dealership, I said, I'm going to do that with for 3 months, and then I'm going to make some money, and also I'm going to continue to building Ambient Energy. So I went there, and then I made three regional right there in 3 months, and I remember 2013, February 2013, I make 4,000 selling vehicles in the dealership, but I make 9,000 in Ambient Energy with my coworkers, because I built a team right there. And one of those original consultants became executive consultant, my fifth executive consultant, and with her we became national consultant. So yeah, so I think the key word here is be persistent. Persistent, like Mr. Brian McClure said all the time, you have to be persistent and consistent over the time.
Yes, sir. Definitely, sir. I had the pleasure of meeting Ms. Soma, and she's such a wonderful, wonderful human being. Both of you are just salt of earth. And how do you, I mean, you have a very supportive wife who helps you in the business on a day-to-day basis. How do you keep that work-life balance, sir?
Well, you know what, I mean, we have 23 years. We just completed 23rd anniversary last September 26th. And then, I mean, it's a pleasure to work together with my wife all the time. I mean, we travel. We go everywhere, and then, I mean, I remember, I was in, I don't know, on their phone dealer store, and I don't know how we told this gentleman right there that we were working from home, and we were together with my wife, and he said, he sounded like this is a born or difficult how you can be with your wife all the time. I mean, and then I said, I don't know why these people, how their life is it? Because with my wife, I mean, it's a pleasure to be together all the time. We, like I said, we go everywhere. Her friend are my friend are her friend. So, I mean, it's a pleasure. I mean, I don't know how to explain this one, but I mean, thanks to God, we have good marriage and it's not a difficult. It's not something. I mean, we don't fight it. I mean, we are on the same page. We have the same vision, and we enjoy it each other.
Yes, sir. You do, sir. I mean, it is. They're ladies and gentlemen. They're one of the most wonderful couples that I've met, and both of them have so much to offer, so much to help people. And if you ever get a chance to meet with Ms. Soma and Mr. Ray Perez together, and you'll know what I'm talking about. So in the last 13, 14 years you've been in Ambit, what do you think is your greatest accomplishment? Is it the achievements that you've done, or what is the greatest accomplishment, sir?
Well, I maybe I can say two. I mean, I can say many, but I think the most important is two. I think the first one, obviously, It's the financial freedom. I mean, I can't describe when the first time you pay, you pay when the first month, when in the month you pay all of your all bills, and you still have, and then still you have $2,000 in your bank account. I mean, when many years that not happen, and then when the finally you pay all of your bill, and then still you have $2,000 in your bank account. Oh my God, you feel, I mean, incredible. You say, wow, this is amazing. You feel good. You feel good. And then, yeah, I mean, I can say things, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I can say since 2014, I can say, and pay attention, the word that I'm going to say, it's not easy to say, and not everyone can say it. I mean, since 2014, we have any money problem. We don't have any more money problem. And that is amazing. So I can say is the, I mean, one of the beautiful thing is the financial freedom. I mean, you can pay all your bills and you don't have to worry about your money. Let me tell you this. And we're building a pool, or what I said before, and our pool is not too much. Anyway, it's $52,000. And when they asked me the company who's gonna build, he asked me how are you gonna pay, by credit or cash? I said, gonna be cash. Oh wow! I mean, how you can say that when you have a normal job? I mean, it's not easy to say that. And then the second thing that I think that I think is so good, I mean, is the person, the transformation, the personal development, the kind of person that you become in the journey. I mean, because for example, Mr. Jim Rohn said that when you made your first $1 million on your business, the most important is not the $1 million. It's yourself. It's the kind of person that you become on the journey. Because if you make the first $1 million, you can give away the first $1 million because you know how to make again. Because, I mean, it's the kind of person that you become in the journey. So, I mean, yeah, I have learned a lot in this business. I mean, things that I have no idea before. And it's like you become on a new world when everything is reachable, when everything is possible. I mean, to have a new house, the house that you want, to have the cars that you want. I mean, go wherever you want to go, and you have not to worry about money. How are you going to pay? I mean, that's priceless.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much to learn from that. I mean, it's just incredible that you've been able to achieve it in a short period of time. And you help a lot of people outside of your business. I mean, to help them succeed. And you've helped me. You helped me mentor others too also. How do you prioritize your time during the day? Like, what does your day look like, sir?
Well, I mean, we are not so organized as many maybe think that we are. I mean, what we do is I'm open all the time. When the people call me, I mean, I will answer them unless I'm with someone else on the phone. But I'm open all the time. I mean, you know, let me tell this story. Let me see. On 2019, I was doing my yard, and then I finished, and then I came in, and then my wife, he has ready the lunch, and I'm gonna almost ready to take a lunch, and I received a phone call. I mean, I should say I'm not receiving this phone call because I'm going to eat my lunch time. But I said, no, I'll take this phone call. I'll take the phone call. And this gentleman, he asked me, you are the person who's going to help me to make money on Avid Energy? I say, yes, absolutely. I'll help you with that. So, I mean, and this gentleman is two years later, he's still on Avid business. He's active. He's a senior consultant. He's making a lot of money. He is and his wife doing this business. And I mean, it's a great pleasure when you have the opportunity to help people. I mean, to help the right people, and things like that. So, I think to answer your question, I mean, we don't have a specific plan. I mean, I'm open to anyone who called me, any of my consultant needs an advice, or he want me to go with them to share my testimonial with anyone. I mean, I handle my schedule and I go with them, because I mean, we never know when we're going to put this opportunity in the hand of the right person.
You're right, sir. I mean, and you've been very generous with your time with me too, sir. And I appreciate it very, very much. So let me ask you a little bit of a leadership question. You talked about leaders. You cannot become an executive without developing leaders, or you can definitely not become a national without developing some really strong leaders. How do you find your leaders? What are you looking for in the leadership?
Okay, I think in order to answer that question, I have learned from Mr. Jim Rohn, the law of average. I mean, you don't have to frustrated when because our job in Ambidener is to share the opportunity with many people as you can and let them decide. I learned this from Mr. Chris Chambliss. But we never know who's going to appreciate, who's going to take advantage of this opportunity, who's going to be grateful to have this opportunity on their hand. I mean, so, and then, like I said, I learned this from Mr. Steve Thompson. I mean, just work with the right people, or this opportunity is just for the right people. So we never know who's going to be. So what we do is we talk to everyone about Ambit Energy, and maybe one of 50 is going to say, I want to be a leadership. I want to become a regional consultant, senior consultant, executive consultant. And by the way, let me see. I think five of my downline consultant, they became top 50 less ambition. They've been recognized as top 50 income earning on less ambition, five or downline. So, and the thing is, we have to teach by example. I mean, we have to teach by example. We have to tell the people they have to see what we achieve. They're going to inspire on our testimonial. And then if we can do it, they can do it. So, and how we can pre-qualify the people, I mean, yes, you will see who want to do. Whoever say they're going to do it, but they don't do, so I mean, this is not good. But whoever say I will do it, and he's persistent, he's consistent, he keeping calling you. He, you know, for example, our first executive, Aide Fernandez, she's national consultant. And what we did with her is she scheduled the appointment with the new prospect, and we do the presentation. I mean, she's doing the schedule, and we do the presentation. She's doing the invitation and schedule the meeting, and we do the presentation. So we combine the two things in one at a time, and because, you know, many people, sadly, they don't see what we offer to them, and it's not our responsibility to change the way how they think. Our job is to share the opportunity, and it's up to them if they want to take advantage or they don't.
Yes, sir. It is wonderful. You know, you develop some very powerful leaders. I've had a chance to speak to Aide several times, and I remember the year that she became top 50. And congratulations to you and Soma for having five top 50s last year in your organization. What a powerful, powerful team that is, sir. That is.
Thank you.
Is extremely, extremely, you know, it's not that achievable, that easily achievable, people. But, you know, when you're top 50 and are top 7, no wonder they're top 7 number money earner when you have five top 50s in your business. So you went to National Consultant in 2017, sir, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, 2017. And then you went to your Yellow Jacket in 2018. You won a big award last year, too, also. You know, how are you accomplished? What changes have you made in your business, or, you know, what changes have you made in your personal, you know, whether goals are there that you have to achieve more? How did you make those changes? I mean, you're receiving awards, you're winning jackets, you're getting to national. I mean, everything is falling in place one after another. When did this start happening? You know, if you can elaborate a little bit.
Well, I can say that our journey or grow or the growing our business is starting on 2014 when we are working with Aide Fernandez, who became our first executive consultant, because we came executive consultant in 2012, and then we did not do any different. I mean, it just customer and consultant, and help other. I mean, to reach their next level. I mean, I don't know how some people, they are senior consultants sometime, and they said, and I heard them, I don't know how to become an executive consultant. I mean, and then my question to them is, how you became a senior consultant? Well, we're looking for a customer and consultant, and then what you have to do to continue, you have to do the same thing. I mean, a customer and consultant, how you become from marketing to regional consultant, customer and consultant, how you become from a regional to senior consultant, customer and consultant, and then same thing. I mean, it's nothing changing. It's just doing the same again and again, and while other people join to your team, and then you make the synergy, and then the wave is coming. I mean, So, we have not done any different. Always, like I said, we're helping people. What we do is always we almost usually. I'm not going to say every week, but usually all the time we sponsor a new consultant. And sometimes when we have someone, for example, when we became a national consultant, we have the new consultant to trigger their bonuses to qualify the next consultant. So we work together as a team, because if they become to the next level, we're gonna come to the next level. So what we're doing is helping people. I mean it's nothing extraordinary. Just helping people. It's nothing else. I mean, for example, if someone is senior consultant right now, what this person needs to do is help one to become a senior consultant, and then guess what? Help the second one to become a senior consultant, and then help the third one to become a senior consultant, fourth one, fifth one, and now you are executive consultant. So it's not too difficult. It's just to be consistent and persistent. Help other people.
Yes, sir. No, thank you very much. I mean, it just tells you guys that it's just repetition, consistency, and over time, the duplication will take care of itself, and you know, you become a national consultant in the business. So, Ray, you mentioned a few thoughts and points and some advice that you want to talk about today, you know, to our listeners, if you want to take over at this point, sir.
Yes. Thank you. I think the thing is, we have to keep it simple, and you have to show us example. So number one, I think you have to have a vision. You have to have a vision. How do you see your future? I mean, how do you want to see your life in the next 5 years, in the next 10 years? I mean, what would you like to have? I mean, what do you have on your vision board? I mean, financial freedom. One of the things that I wanted badly is not to have to work for someone else for the rest of my life. I want to quit from my job quickly as is possible. And by the way, John and Hanson, well, this is a joke, right? But I mean, it's possible. You can do it. It's possible. You can do it. And I quit my job at the age of 34. My wife, it was 32. And then since that time, we don't have to work for someone else anymore. But we have, in order to do that, we had to pay the price. I mean, we have to work hard or end the business. And so your vision, I mean, I don't know how old you are right now, but if you are 20, you can retire in 5 years if you want. At the age of 25, you are 30, you can retire at the age of 34. I mean, it's up to you. I remember I was in a printing business, and I told this gentleman, he was 40 years in that location. Before that, long times ago, he opened a business. And then I was telling him, because I was doing a copy of the presentation, of the Ambit presentation, and I was telling him, I told him that I was retired from Toyota dealership. And then he asked me, and how many years did you work with them? I said, I just worked with them 3 years. And how you did that? When the people's heard about retire, they think 60, 65, 70, right? But I get retired at the age of 34, so he didn't want to believe it. I mean, it's hard for him to believe it happened. So, I was doing for my family to get retired as quickly as I can, but finally, to have the financial freedom. I mean, the most beneficiary of this one is me, because I don't have to worry about money. I mean, my family, my kids, they need, and they're so happy. I didn't mention in this call, we 2017, we had the opportunity to build a new house, which is 2,000 square feet, and two story, and then it's so beautiful. And the people who have been here, who have the opportunity to be here, I mean, they say it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And yes, it's unbelievable. Still, this is like a dream and what is happening right now in our life. And so your vision, how do you see your life, yourself, your business in the next 2 years and the next 3 years and the next 4 or 5 years? So second thing is your system. You have to have a system to achieve what you want. So, and the system is already, you don't have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, already the business, the system is already Ambit. It's the Ambit system. I'm talking about the Ambit system. I know many people trying to reinvent the system. Our job is to share the Ambit opportunity with many people as we can in Latin design. You do invitation, you do presentation. You ask them question if they're ready to sign up, and you overcome objection, and then you follow up. If they're ready to sign up, sign them immediately right there. If it's not, just continue to build a good relationship, because you don't know if the next six, in the next 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, they're going to be ready to do it. And whatever they're ready to do it, you're going to be ready to sign them up. So, that is the system. It's simple. Yes. Share them the opportunity with many people as you can. So that's the Ambit system. That's the Ambit system. You don't have to do anything else different. So number three, persistent. You have to be persistent. You have to be persistent until you find the right people. You find the right people. Oh, one thing that I want to tell you, maybe I don't know if everyone in this call they heard about the book of How to Win Friends and Influence People from Mr. Dale Carnegie. If you never heard about that book, you should read that book. It's all that you can need to do, because this book is gonna help you how dealing with people. Dealing with people is difficult, and when you don't know how to do it, it's more difficult. So if you're going to be in this business or whatever the business you're going to be, even as a husband or father, anything, you should know about this business. Because I like this book, because many of the principles on this book is from the Bible. It's from the Bible. In the Bible, we have everything we need to know to live this life. So we have to be persistent. Like I said, Mr. Brian McClure always, he said, you have to be persistent, consistent over the time. So, nothing happened overnight. And especially when it's something good, it will take time. It will take time, so you have to set your mind that will take time, but you will do no matter how long it will take to happen. Set your mind. It's not going to happen in 3 months. Maybe not going to happen in 6 months. But you have to do it. So let me tell you this. I mean, when we went our first five trip, second, third, and we competed for, let me see, since 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015. I think in 2015 we won our first one. But those years before, we competed with people with experience, with people with big organization. So always we never win. We never win. We say, well, next one. And then the next one came, nothing. Next one. Next one came, nothing. Next one. So until we kept the pace, and then finally we went our first five-star trip, and then we became national consultant, and then we became our first Yellow Jacket, and then we received our Horizon Award. And then, I forgot to mention about this, vision. On 2011, when it was the first time, then we was in the American Airline, I was the last one on the bucket chairs right there in the American Airlines Center. And then when I heard the testimonials and the stage, for example, I remember Regina Gale talking about how she made her first Yellow Jacket, and she was crying because she said before Ambi, she don't have money to how to buy tennis shoes to her kids. And when I heard her testimonial, another testimonial, I said to myself, one day I will be there in that stage to share my testimonials, to share my story. One day I will be there on the VIP area, and with God help, I will be there. So finally, we've been there. We've been there to share the, you know, it's amazing. I mean, when you receive your first, your Yellow Jacket, your Horizon Award, I mean, it's amazing. So finally, last one, I mean, number four, integrity. Integrity, I don't have to say a lot about this one, because this is the cornerstone about our company. Never sacrifice integrity for growth. I mean, what this means, you have to do the right way all the time, even when no one is seeing you. You have to do the right way all the time. And fifth, honor God with yourself and with everything that you do. So vision, system, persistence, integrity, and honor God with yourself. So it's been a great pleasure to be here to me. So Mr. Max Lemire, thank you very much for everything, and thank you for the all leadership and the leadership, and thank you for the all consultant to take time to listen to me. And it's a great pleasure to me to be here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ray Perez. Thank you, sir, for the years of friendship and the mentorship, and of course, the generosity that you have had with your time and knowledge with us tonight. I thank Brian McClure, National Consultant Ambassador, Mr. Brian McClure, for giving me the opportunity to host this call. Next week, we have Mr. David Belmar. He's an executive consultant, Yellow Jacket millionaire. David Belmar is going to be coming there. He has an exceptional story, just like Ray, and you will be amazed at what his journey was in Ambit Energy, how he developed. And David and I go a long ways too. He's been a friend of mine for a long time. So I want you guys, I'm going to open up the lines right now. I just want you guys to pour your heart out, you know, give Mr. Ray Perez the love that he deserves. And this gentleman is an asset to Ambit Energy. So I appreciate you very, very much, Ray. Thank you so much, sir. We go ahead and open the line.
No problem. Thank you.